Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on technology, reforms and finance for Viksit Bharat this morning through video conferencing. The webinar will entail discussions on public capex, infrastructure, banking sector reforms, financial sector architecture, deepening capital markets, and ease of living through tax reforms. The webinar is the first in a series of post-budget webinars being organized on key themes emerging from the Union Budget 2026-27. These webinars aim to draw lessons from past experiences and obtain structured feedback from participants to strengthen and ensure outcome-oriented implementation of the budget announcements for financial year 2026-27, drawing upon the practical experience and insights of diverse stakeholders. They will bring together stakeholders from industry, financial institutions, market participants, government, industry regulators, and academia to deliberate on effective implementation pathways for key budget announcements. President Draupadi Murmu will witness the Indian Air Force's exercise Vayu Shakti in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan today. President Murmu arrived in Jaisalmer last evening on a two-day visit to the state. The Defence Ministry has informed that prior to the exercise, the President will fly a sortie in Indigenous Light Combat Helicopter LCH Prachand. The mission will be undertaken as a two-aircraft LCH formation, with Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, flying in the second LCH. Notably, LCH Prachand is India's first indigenously designed and developed combat helicopter manufactured by Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL. The helicopter has been designed to operate across diverse terrains, ranging from deserts to high-altitude regions. After this, the President will attend the Indian Air Force's mega demonstration Vayu Shakti at the Pokhran Field Firing Range near the India-Pakistan border in the evening. Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney will arrive in Mumbai today on a four-day visit to India. This will be Prime Minister Carney's first official visit to India. Over the next 2 days, he will participate in separate business engagements, interact with Indian and Canadian CEOs, industry and financial experts, innovators, educators, as well as Canadian pension funds based in India. Prime Minister Carney will arrive in New Delhi on the 1st of March. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House on the 2nd of March. Both the leaders will review the progress achieved to date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They will also take stock of the ongoing cooperation in key pillars including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders will also exchange views on regional and global developments. Mr. Modi and Mr. Carney are also scheduled to attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum scheduled later in the day. Afghanistan launched a retaliatory attack against Pakistan last night following Pakistani airstrikes on Afghan border regions earlier this week. In a press statement, Afghanistan's Ministry of National Defense said that the posts of the Pakistani troops were captured under heavy attacks on the Durand Line. It stated that a total of 55 Pakistani soldiers were killed, 2 bases and 19 posts were captured. The ministry said that these attacks targeted Pakistani military forces along the Durand Line near the provinces of Paktika, Paktia, Khost, Nangarhar, Kunar and Nuristan. Afghanistan further claimed that the assigned objectives were achieved as planned in these operations. During the 4-hour operation, dozens of light and heavy weapons, ammunition and military supplies were seized by the Afghan forces. Nepal's Minister for Forest and Environment, Madhav Prasad Sholagain, has said that India has been a generous and supportive partner as the country prepares for its 5th of March general elections. He said India has been a very close partner as neighbours. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Zimbabwe by 72 runs in a crucial Super 8 match at the M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. India will next face West Indies in the last Super 8 clash on Sunday at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.